First, just two, then gradually more. My hours of work were flexible, so that returning to the office was not always important. Then I became careless and returned sometimes when I shouldn't have. This worried me. The last 2 years of my drinking, my entire personality changed to a cynical, intolerant, and arrogant person completely different from my normal self. It was at this stage of my life that resentments came in, resenting anyone and everyone who might interfere with my personal plans and ways of doing things, especially for any interference with my drinking. I was full of self-pity. I will never know all the people I hurt, all the friends I abused, the humiliation of my family, the worry of my business associates, or how far-reaching it was. I continue to be surprised by the people I meet who say, "You haven't had a drink for a long time, have you?" The surprise to me is the fact that I didn't know that they knew my drinking had gotten out of control. That is where we are really fooled. We think we can drink to excess without anyone's knowing it. Everyone knows it. The only one we are fooling is ourselves. We rationalize and excuse our conduct beyond all reason. My wife and I had always encouraged our children to bring their friends home at any time. But after a few experiences with a drunken father, they eliminated home as a place to entertain friends. At the time, this didn't mean much to me. I was too busy devising excuses to be out with drinking pals. It seemed to me my wife was becoming more intolerant and narrow-minded all the time. Whenever we went out, she appeared to go out of her way to keep